SBS Radio.
Asmina, thank you so much for accepting our invitation.
Thanks for having me.
So what are the barriers that women from diverse backgrounds face at workplace?
Oh, where do I start, really? I mean, women of colour or from a multicultural background face a number of challenges within workplaces, from lack of opportunity to discrimination to workplace bullying. There's a whole realm of issues faced by women of colour, and that's why Maurice Blackburn and the Community and Public Sector Union really looking forward to hosting this conference on Monday.
Can we say that the challenges are different for different cultures?
Most certainly the challenges are very different, but there is an overwhelming theme insofar as leadership opportunities in terms of pay gap for women from a culturally diverse background. For example, you know, women face generally roughly a 16% gender pay gap, but women from a multicultural or culturally diverse background are faced with an additional 7%. There's a lot of work to be done in improving workplace health and safety practices and ensuring that women of colour are represented in leadership roles.
Can we say where do these problems originate?
I would say that a lot of these problems originate from the role that employers play. Employers have an important role to play in ensuring that they adapt and adjust the way in which staff are made to feel included. Workplaces have an important role to ensure that they're inclusive and that they do allow staff to bring their whole self to work. I think employers often adopt a one-size-fits-all approach, and that doesn't work for everyone. We're not a homogenous workforce, and I think the emphasis is on our leadership within organisations and the important role that employers play to address it.
What would be some of examples, if we can like bring really some like actual examples from real life?
I think the most obvious example is having a look at our leadership landscape, whether it's at executive level within the public sector, within government. There is a lack of diverse voices sitting at those leadership tables. That doesn't only suggest that, you know, we don't have all views and a diverse range of opinions present, but it also suggests that, you know, business aren't making the most of opportunities of the talent.
Do Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women face the same challenges?
I would say that it's systemic and require a significant emphasis as well.
What are the solutions?
The role of the conference is to identify some outcomes that we can work towards and present to government. There's the Women of Colour Network, which was established in January of this year, and they're a group of passionate women in the Department of Premier and Cabinet's Multicultural Affairs and Social Cohesion Division, and they have been doing a lot of work to advocate to ensure equal representation of women from culturally diverse backgrounds, to have a presence within leadership levels, to address the gender pay gap issues, to address the growing issues with regards to mental health in the workplace, especially faced by those from a culturally diverse background. I think this conference provides an opportunity for us to really bring these issues to the surface. But then ultimately, it is a matter for leadership to take them and implement them.
Last questions. Is it still possible to join the conference?
Ideally, we would want to throw the doors open and allow everyone to come, but we are currently at capacity. The conference is hosted by the Community and Public Sector Union, the CPSU, together with Maurice Blackburn Lawyers. We reach capacity pretty quickly, and that suggests to me that there is growing concern and a real interest in this space. So hopefully this is the first conference of many to come, but this is no doubt the first instalment of much more to come in this space.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Asmina Hossain, who will be emceeing the conference on Monday.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.